Welcome everyone to my third episode now of interviews with fantastic people. We welcome today Anna Healy. She's a mindset and confidence coach from West Cork. She helps people and businesses to thrive, and she's doing it beautifully, and she's an expert, basically. So hello, Anna, welcome.
Hi, Anna, how are you? I love saying hi, Anna. Sounds
no always... Yes, exactly. Yeah. Anna, let maybe start from just a few words about yourself, about your background.
Yeah, I've been coaching for probably, gosh, is it 15 years this year? But I've always kind of worked in the area of supporting people, advocating for people, that kind of thing. Since actually I went to college doing social care in 1994. I feel a bit old now when I say that out loud. It was 94, yeah. And so I've been kind of working in this area for years. So within that area, I suppose what I studied a lot in college was around the advocacy, was around psychology, was social policy. So things that were really important, I suppose, to the people that I worked with. I spent 10 years working with children in care. And then after that, oh gosh, I've had a very varied route in terms of even before going to that college. But when I finished my 10 years, I suppose, working with children in care, I kind of burnt out. And I didn't actually realize that I was burning out at the time. I think it was just going through this kind of spiral of stress and overwhelm, and then kind of finding ways to manage and, you know, support myself with my friends and with the activities I was doing. I didn't really realize I was kind of hitting burnout until I kind of got to the actual final point when I said, I can't work here anymore. And I think I had kind of hit the shelf life at that stage anyway, you know, in terms of working with kids in care. It's quite a challenging environment. So then I took a career break and moved from Cork. I had bought a house in Cork. I moved all the way from Cork down to West Cork, lived in Baltimore for about 2 years, trained up as a diving instructor, worked there for a summer. Then I knew I wasn't going back to where I was going. So I looked for a job around West Cork and I found coaching. And it just completely, it worked for me. It worked with my values. It worked around advocacy, supporting people and allowing people to have a voice and an opinion on their own development. And it was something that really resonated with me. And I suppose for 15 years now, I've been working in a variety of environments, I suppose, life, business, career, and working with people who, I suppose, you know, experience illness, injury, disability, burnout, stress, recovering from cancer, recovering from depression. So that was the area I worked in for about, gosh, was it 12 or 13 years? And then I decided, got a mad notion after my second child, that I didn't want to be where I was at that particular time. In terms of, I had done enough. I had been in that particular area for a long time. And I said, it's time for a new challenge. I knew that my little fella was going to be the last child. And I knew that there was kind of a whole new space open for me. So I decided I'd go absolutely crazy and I decided I was going to set up my own business. So, and that's where I am now. I'm here, I think this is 3 or 4 years now, mindset and confidence coach. I work predominantly with women in life, career, business, and I support them through the challenges, and kind of a lot of it is around transition. A lot of it is around people kind of realizing, okay, I'm not exactly sure where, well, I know where I am, but I'm not sure where I want to be, or I don't like where I am, but and I know where I want to be. So that's kind of the work that I do. I work a lot with women in business. And it is around mindset and confidence in terms of how, I suppose, when you're going through a transition like that, you need all the support you can get to help you move to the next stage, and your confidence can kind of take a knock, you know, when you're in a place that you're not 100% happy about either. So that's kind of who I am and what I do in terms of my background and why I got in here. Yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So basically your whole kind of like life took you to here, like yeah. all the kind of what was happening, and it was just a natural process, feels like. Mm-hmm. And you were kind of an early, you know, it's your kind of destination, like, you know, from what you experienced, who you worked with and stuff. So like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying the end kind of your path, but like, you know.
Right, yeah. That's absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when I think about it, just even working, you know, the how I work and how I, you know, process things, I've been very lucky because I think it was back, it's probably 20 years ago, I took a massage course. And so I'm a qualified massage therapist as well. And then, you know, in terms of being a farmer's daughter, that was really important to me as well. You know, I suppose the idea of connecting, you know, the body and nature and coaching and advocacy, you know, and mindset and confidence, it all kind of works together for me. So when I'm working with somebody, I'm not just working on their mind, you know. I think for me, what's kind of coming up an awful lot lately is around understanding your values. And I suppose, especially during the pandemic, we've all been kind of cramped at home, and it's kind of hard to, you more time to yourself, more time to think about who you are, what you are, understanding, you know, what's important to you. And one of the big things is around values and the whole idea of just, if you can understand your values and if you can align your life as close to your values as possible, then your life will be a lot more authentic and it'll be a lot more connected, you know. So that's a lot of the work that I'm actually doing at the moment as well with my clients.
Yeah, you're very, you have this holistic approach as well, you know, with the forest bathing and, like, you know, it's just going into not only your mind, but also your body, like, you know, it's connecting everything together, because I don't think you can separate one and take out the other ones, like, you know, oh, whatever's happening with these ones, I don't care, you know. So you have this great, the holistic approach, which is the best approach in my opinion anyway. So you kind of said there, Anna, about a little bit about what coaching actually is, but I don't think that everyone understands what how coaching is different to counseling or mentoring. Can you explain maybe?
Yeah, so I suppose coaching is a skill that kind of helps someone to increase their performance, maybe in a particular area, by unlocking their potential. So I suppose they say that, you know, performance, what do they say again now? Performance is potential. Forget about that one. It's about, I suppose, identifying your where you are, where you want to go, and it helps you to build skills to get to where you need to go. Interference, that's the word. So performance equals potential minus interference, if you know what I mean. So the idea is that, you know, we all have amazing potential. We are actually all brilliant in our own right. You know, we could be anything. And I know it sounds cheesy. It really does. It sounds cheesy in some ways. You could be anything you want to be. But it's actually true. If you could get your, you know, if you could get those, the inner critic to be quiet for a little while, think of all the amazing things that you could possibly do. And that's what the interference is about. The inner critic kind of said, oh, no, you couldn't possibly do that. Don't be ridiculous. That's awful silly. But sure, you know, who's going to be, you know, who would do that? But, you know, that kind of a thing, you know. So that's what coaching is. And you said the difference between coaching and
mentoring and counseling.
Yeah.
Do you know who you actually need? You know, it's like someone's there is listening now, and they kind of are somewhere stuck in their life and they don't know where to go. Like, you know, who do they really need? Do they need a coach? Do they need a mentor? Do they need a counselor? You know, so which one, how to you know, get an idea what you actually, you know, so.
Okay. So with coaching, there's an element of, you know, trying to tap into your potential, and kind of, it's very much kind of more present and forward focused. So it really is, I suppose there's an element of looking at where you are, looking about, you know, exploring the potential, the possibilities, you know, and then setting a kind of a clear goal or a clear target to where you go in it. Mentoring, it's very similar to coaching in some ways, but it's part advice and part coaching. So we'll say, like with mentoring, it's usually about kind of, we'll say, a person who's more experienced than you in a particular area. So you could have a business mentor, you could have a career mentor as well, somebody who maybe higher up the channel in terms of your career, and they could actually mentor you in the direction of where you want to go. So it really is about kind of giving you direction or giving you guidance. They can signpost you in different areas. Like a coach doesn't actually need to know your area of specialty at all. Mm-hmm. They are there to help you kind of unlock your potential, mm-hmm. Your ideas, and kind of build your confidence in getting to the goal that you want to set, you know. Mm-hmm. Counseling seems to be kind of more focusing on the past. So say, for example, if you have experienced trauma in your past life, or when you were younger, or, you know, even last year, or, you know, some sort of a trauma. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to kind of get some support around challenges that you've experienced in the past that you feel that are kind of maybe recurring patterns. That's kind of my sense of where counseling would be. So I don't know if there's an overlap. I think there are times when you have to, as a coach, kind of look at different times of maybe certain patterns again that might be impacting on you. And if you can identify where it is, we don't try and fix it. It's, you know, it wouldn't be, as a coach, it's not my role to fix it. That would be a counselor then to go back and look at that particular area. Yeah, does that make sense?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's so basically a coach helps you to not only like, yeah, a counselor would help you to move forward from the past experiences, why you as a yes. coach use your potential. So you have to coaching is basically when you believe that everyone, like you said earlier, everyone has this potential that can be used. It just has to be sometimes discovered, and some patterns has to be worked through, you know. So mm-hmm. yeah, that actually makes sense. So when you identify your core, your problem, like, you know, then you can kind of decide, you can kind of go to a few different people as well. You can go to a counselor, you can mm-hmm. go to a coach, you know, and you can do it around the same time anyway, like, you know, work on different aspects, you know. So
And I suppose a counselor would be more in depth as well. Mm-hmm. It would really, they go an awful lot deeper, we'll say, than a coach.
Yeah. Anna, I had this conversation with one friend, and she said that I don't remember the words she used, but she said she just everyone she meets these days is a coach.
Lovely.
But I'm gonna explain what I mean. So basically, it just feels like sometimes it's that's like 3 months course, I'm gonna go and become a coach. We know you're not like that. We know you have loads of work. Your whole kind of past led you to being a coach anyway. So you have a great experience, and you worked with people like always. So it's not all of a sudden just a moment kind of decision. But like, you have different types of coaches as well. You have life coaches, you have business coaches. And, you know, and I actually never came across a mindset and confidence coach. So, Anna, why did you pick this niche? Because it's a niche for me anyway, you know.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, there are lots of coaches out there. And I suppose one of the things is, it's about a set of skills. So, you know, it's a bit like saying I'm a trainer because I've studied training the trainer, you know, and you have the qualifications through the training. Whether you apply it and how you apply it in your level of expertise, I suppose, is where it kind of comes from. Okay, so mindset and confidence. I suppose it's come from my experience of working with people. That's why I suppose it kind of went from that, because you know, a mindset is your outlook, you know, I suppose, to a certain extent. You want to keep it as simple as that. So your mindset is how you perceive things, how you experience things. It's how your thinking you know, perceives things. I have studied with, say, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming and stuff like that. So I suppose I'm fascinated by what goes on in our thoughts. That's really what it is. I'm fascinated by how a simple thought can absolutely floor you, you know? And even when it makes no sense, you know? Even when you say it out loud, you know what I mean? And how it can impact everything you do and every way, you know, and how it can impact your success or failure, whatever, you know? And then even like even saying that, you know, success or failure. I mean, that's like there is a long spectrum. There's a very broad spectrum between success and failure. You know, there's so many different little avenues and so many little ways of you know. So sometimes what happens, so what I'm trying to say is like with mindset, you can get very fixed about certain things, mm-hmm. certain ideas, certain attitudes. And it could be success or failure, okay? And have you ever heard the child, you know, it's like, I'm doomed. The world is over. I hate this. I hate homework. I hate life. My life is over. And basically, that's kind of an element of obviously they're exploring their own mindset and they're trying to kind of get a sense of what their life is about. But when you hear adults kind of saying that, then you're kind of saying, no, hold on a minute now. Let's just check this out for a minute. OK, we're not doomed. OK. You know, your life is not over. So let's stop for a minute and let's explore these kind of conversations. Does that make sense in terms of the mindset? So like you can have a different outlooks in life. And I suppose a lot of it, it's all coming from your unconscious kind of experience and your own unconscious thoughts. But those unconscious thoughts have come from a filter, I suppose, that has come from all the way up how you built up your life and how you perceive things. So say, for example, if you know, you've had challenges during your childhood, then those thoughts and those filters are going to be kind of, your unconscious thoughts are going to be impacted by that. So it could be the case that, you know, I don't know, every time I see, I'm just going to go crazy on this one now, but every time I see yellow, I always think, sunflowers, you know what I mean? And it could have been that when you were three, and you walked into a sunflower field, do you know what I mean? And you go, oh my God, every time I see yellow, I see sunflower. But then other people would say, you know, it could be, you know, I don't trust men. I don't trust women. I don't trust this. I don't trust that. I don't like this and I don't like that. So it's coming from that kind of the filter that's coming back from, I suppose, your childhood and how you experience your childhood and how you it kind of builds up through your life. Is actually impacting on your outlook and it's impacting on your mindset. And then your mindset is impacting on every single thing you do in your life. So if you have a certain outlook saying, you know, I don't know, all men are horrible, then everything that happens in your life is just going to kind of support that and reinforce that. But as a coach, if I can come in there and I can hear you saying, well, actually, you know, all men are horrible. I go, well, hold on a minute now, Anna, let's talk about this now. What about your father? What about, you know, your next door neighbor? What about, and let's just change that little mindset around. Let's change that thinking that, no, not all men are horrible. Okay, that's fine. Let's narrow it down again, you know? Okay, the man in the shop. Does that make sense? So for me as a coach, I want to challenge your mindset so that you can tap into your potential and unlock that interference that is impacting on your potential and on your brilliance. So that's where it kind of comes from a mindset perspective. And I love that area of it because we all have our own kind of beliefs, you know. What one did I have recently? I can't remember now the one I was going to thinking of, but there's, you know, I'm not worthy. I should not earn money. You know, being rich is kind of nasty, you know. Don't put yourself out there. You know, a woman's job is in the home. Do you know that kind of a way? So, you know, you should always follow. You don't be leading. Don't be bossy, you know. All those different phrases, right, that we're all having in our heads at different times. All the musts. There's little words that I'm always looking for when we're talking in a coaching setting. The must, the should, the have to.
Yeah.
All these words, that are holding us back, and their little judgments that are going on in our head all the time. So these are the kind of unconscious thoughts that are going on, and they are impacting on our mindset all the time and how we approach things. So yeah, that's what, where my mindset comes from. And in terms of confidence, oh.
Now, will I just stop you for a second, because I can say something that I had a few sessions with Anna, and she helped me to get out of my comfort zone. But every so often that like I'm trying to really watch my thoughts as well, you know, just stop and watch them, because they're like your thoughts are not you. And it's important to remember. So when I'm watching my thoughts, like my mindset, my old mindset is not gone. It's still there, like, you know, just creeping at me every time I kind of like, you know, just stop having kind of like stop controlling that. I'm not even kind of in full control, because I've never been in full control. But even the last, let's say, like the Easter break, let's say, it just threw me out of my routine, like, you know, with college and with kids going to school and stuff like that. And my old mindset was kind of like, you cannot do it anymore. Like, you know, it's like, it's a bit too much. You're too ambitious with everything you're trying to achieve here. And like, you know, she's like, well, you just stop it. Like, you know, so it's like, I'm trying to literally put a name on those thoughts and this mindset, nearly kind of imagine it like it's a person, you know, and just say, hey, you go away, you know. It's like it's literally everything is proving you wrong. So I don't know where you're coming from, but it's a hard job. It's, you have to always like work on it. It's never kind of over, like, you know. So yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, and that's the conscious as well. So it's about becoming aware, if you can, to be aware and to catch those thoughts as quick as possible. Because sometimes when we're, there's lots of reasons why it, you know, we can get knocked then, you know, talking about, and it's all related to the confidence piece as well. But I suppose if we're not feeling well, if we are going through any kind of a transition where there's something different and something new, if we're outside of our comfort zone, if we're in the middle of a pandemic, then all these thoughts, and it's very hard to continually stay grounded and stay aware of all those thoughts. And as you said, Anna, you know, a bit like, oh, I'm having this thought, rather than this is my thought and this is me and I'm the worst in the world. You can say, well, I'm having this thought that I'm the worst in the world. And you're kind of going, yeah, that just doesn't sit right with me, you know, because this isn't who I am. These are just thoughts that are kind of going through my mind at different times. And if you can even identify why, if you can kind of why it's kind of happening, then you can kind of give it a little bit of compassion and say, okay, I understand why you're a little bit afraid right now. So it's almost like having these mini conversations going on all the time, because your unconscious is trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you in your little comfort zone, in your bubble, because that's where it wants you to be. It wants you to be safe, and it always has your best interest at heart. But then when you want to try something new and you want to challenge yourself, and you know it is a little scary, then of course it's going to try and say, no, 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 back in your box, back in your box, stay quiet, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we can move to the other part of your
the confidence. Thanks, Anna. So I suppose they go together, you know, if you think about it. Like, you know, we don't realize it, but we're actually confident in an awful lot of areas in our lives, but they just don't seem to be kind of very important at the moment. And what I was thinking about this as well is that, you know, when you're trying to identify, I suppose, in terms of understanding your confidence, I suppose it's a way of feeling sure about something, that you know something for sure. So that's literally what it is. But like, you're confident at brushing your teeth, you're confident at driving the car, you're confident at, you know, parenting for the most part, you're confident that, you know, you're confident on an awful lot of different aspects. But for some strange reason, when there's different, maybe it's sometimes what happens is, if we're not 100% clear in terms of our identity, in terms of our values, in terms of who we are, in terms of, you know, I suppose it's usually around when we've been at something for a long time. You know, I've worked with an awful lot of amazing women, right, in their careers. They have gone all the way up the ladder, or they have just had so many years experience, and they still would not feel confident in moving to the next step. They just lose sight of who they are. And I suppose my job as a confidence coach is it's really about helping them to understand who they are and to re-identify all the different skills they have and to remind themselves how bloody amazing they are, because they're having all these thoughts going on in their head as well, you know. And people don't realize, you know, how many skills you have. So I suppose it's just we forget that we have learned all these amazing skills. I think that's what it is a lot of the time, you know. So my job is to remind people how amazing they are. So that's why I love my job. I absolutely, like, I'm surrounded by these amazing women who have so many skills, so many, you know, so much experience and so much passion. Passion. It's just, it's phenomenal, you know. And I get to shine the light on them. I'm like, what? Like, seriously, it's an amazing job. I get to sit there going, wow, look at you, Anna. Look at you. You're amazing. Do you know what I mean? Seriously.
You're like an explorer, you know. You come there, there is this broad diamond, and like, you know, you get to see them shine, like, you know, like you help them to bloom, you know, and like you know, just show them their full potential, you know. So it's
Anna, I love that. I'm gonna keep that one, actually. But it's true. Sometimes what happens is we just get a little bit dusty, a little bit rusty, but it doesn't mean we throw it out, like, you know. Every piece, and that's the one thing actually I've learned through my life as well. Everything that I have learned in my life, be it through study or experience or hard knocks, or all the different challenges that I've had, they have all stood to me, you know, because I have built, I suppose, you know, a better wisdom, better experience, better knowledge, better understanding of life. But also, everybody that I have come in contact with, you know, all through my life have taught me something. So I'm very grateful for that, you know.
Yeah, and can you tell me, is confidence a skill that you can actually learn, or some people are just born with it, and you know, can you develop it? Like, you know, what I'm trying to do personally is try to push myself outside of this comfort zone, because then if I stay in my safe bubble, I just don't think I'm confident enough. And then, like, you know, I'm safe in my box, but then you're not really kind of growing anymore, you know. So is confidence something we can learn?
Absolutely. And I suppose one of the things that I say to people a lot actually is you are enough. You have enough. You are enough. And I think if you can put it from that capacity, then as well, you will start using the resources that you have instead of kind of looking outside all the time. You know, if only I had this, then I would be better. If only I had that, it would be better. So a lot of what I try and do is to tap into the resources that they actually have already. And then they realize, oh my God, I actually can do this. This is amazing, you know. So that's one side in terms of confidence. Yes, it's practice. It's practice again. And it's all about, you know, being aware of your potential, you know, listening to that kind of inner potential, but also being aware of that inner critic who's trying to keep you small, and, you know, listening to the language that you're using and try to reframe it so that you're re-educating, you know, because you can re-educate, you know, yourself, your brain, your unconscious. You can re-educate those thinking patterns. So why not? That's, I suppose, yes, you can. Absolutely, you can build your confidence. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is, like, for me, what I also try and, you know, help people to do is when somebody thinks, you know, about, around confidence in terms of activities or actions or whatever, they all kind of go straight from naught to 100. So it's like, you know, a bit like, you know, would you like to do a podcast? Oh my God, I'm going to have to be on the television. Oh my God, it's going to be this and it's going to be that. But if you can kind of just, my invitation to people is just one small step, just do one little step at a time. So that eventually it'll all kind of come together, you know. So it's a bit like the ducks, you know, one little duck at a time. And if you can do one small step, it'll get you in the right mindset to move to the next one and to the next one. And that's how you build your confidence. A lot of things that we're doing, I suppose the difference between confidence and competence as well. And maybe we do mix that up as well in terms of, you know, I suppose, you know, hosting a podcast, that's competence, you know, feeling good about yourself while you're sitting there hosting the podcast, that's confidence as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's about really kind of connecting your body, your mind, you know, and your thinking around it and just owning it. And you are enough. You are enough with who you are and what you're doing right now. So yes, you can learn it and you can build it, and accepting who you are enough.
Yeah, beautifully said, Anna. you know, I'm thinking, you can do it, let's say, I don't know, through like reading books and maybe trying different things, like you're saying, practice, and like, you know, like even like the public speaking is supposed to be one of the most stressful things, but like when you just go and start doing it, you will grow your confidence and you'll be like, yeah, whatever, I just go and do it, like, you know, you don't care anymore. Well, not that you don't care, but you know what I'm saying. But as a coach, Anna, how can you help people to change their mindset and build their confidence? It's a very broad question, isn't it?
So. That is a very broad question. And we've talked a lot around it. But for me, I think a lot of it is around acceptance. Helping people, you know, for me as a coach, I'm a witness to other people's greatness. That's what it is, really. So a lot of it is around acceptance of who they are and where they're at this present moment, you know. And like that, you know, helping them realize that they are enough and they have enough and they have all the resources that they have inside themselves. Like what, you know, like I said, difference between competence and confidence. Like you can learn the skills. You can learn the skills of most things, you know, if you feel that you are able to do it. But if you have this continual thing saying, I'm not enough, I don't have enough, I'm never going to be able to learn anything, or the always, you know, the always or the nevers, then, you know, it's about challenging that mindset and saying, well, hold on a minute now. You know, you said you could never learn this, but what about the pieces that you've done already? You know, tell me about the articles that you've written. Tell me about, you know, the podcast that you've hopped onto. Tell me about, you know, the website you've developed. Now, you're telling me you can't do anything, you know. So it's about reminding, continually getting the person back into their body and back into kind of owning their own space instead of kind of jumping outside and worrying, either worrying about the past or worrying about the future. So get them back in to themselves and really kind of accepting, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
and it's interesting because I'm saying all this and it sounds very much, and it all kind of fits in because as I've said, between, you know, the massage, between the forest bathing. So what we have is a lot about reconnecting with your body. Mm-hmm. And it's about mindfulness. It's about, you know, being present with yourself as well. So that's a big skill that I would be kind of sharing with people as well. You know,
absolutely, yeah. And you know, it's like you offer one-on-one coaching, but you also have other services that people can come and, like, if they're not comfortable yet working with just one person, let's say they like, some people just need a group of people to help them grow, like, so tell me more about that, Anna.
Yeah, so I have a group called the Lighthearted Women, And it's basically, it's an online success group for women in business. And it started off, I suppose, initially during the pandemic, as a kind of a coffee morning. But what it's developed into a real strong kind of, it's a support for all these women, right? So there's, you know, we have a group, one in the morning, one in the evening, and what we offer is coaching and mentoring for this group. So everybody gets an opportunity to speak. Everybody gets an opportunity to connect. Everybody gets, opportunities to learn, but also to support each other and to receive coaching. So we have kind of different topics. So we talk about the challenges that we're experiencing. We get support from the whole group. So it's almost like a mini mastermind in some ways, you know, because we all look after each other. So yeah, it's we had our birthday celebrations there only a couple of weeks ago. So I'm pretty proud of that, actually. And you, just the power of the group is amazing. The power of the group is amazing. And to see, you know, how the energy kind of moves around the space, and it's all online, which is wonderful as well, which means that it's the comfort of your own home, you know, and we have people from all over the country at this at the Lighthearted Women, and they named it themselves, actually, so kind of pleased with that too.
Amazing. No, it's always nice when you have this real contribution. You just feel like you're a real part of it. You're not only there just watching what's happening, but you're really there to create as well.
Absolutely. Everybody's opinion is important. Everybody's coming from different backgrounds, different experiences, different knowledge bases. And they all have their own inner wisdom as well. And you just to feel the power of the group and the support from the group is just really amazing. And there's a real sense of trust. There's a real sense of trust in the group. A lot of the people there have been there for a while. And even actually the people who have kind of recently joined as well, they really get that feeling of that support, you know, and that people are really behind you, you know. So, yeah. And then I offer my Wing Woman, which is a one-to-one program. It's a coaching program. And it's mainly... Let me see. No, it's I would do through career and through business coaching as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a 3-month coaching program where I am your wing woman. I am your cheerleader and sidelines. I'm the one who brings the tissues. I'm the one who brings the champagne. Mm-hmm. I'm there through all the different, times in your life in terms of, you know, the challenges, the troubleshooting. I'm there for the wins. I'm there for the, you know, the tough times. And, you know, for those 3 months, I'm literally bringing my whole toolkit to support you to get through whatever area you want to get on, be it life, business, career. Right. So that's what I do as well.
Oh, amazing. Anna, amazing.
Everyone needs a wing woman, you see. That's the thing. We all need one.
You need someone who you can trust and who you can bounce your ideas off. And, you know, it's always great to have people around the same, experience maybe, or like, who can really give you their insights. Like, because like we as a creative kind of people have always so many ideas at the time. You don't know which one is worth your time. You know, you don't want to spend, 6 months on working on something and then like, that wasn't worth my time at all, So yeah, definitely. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, do you have any client in particular that is so memorable for you? It can be your first client or like someone who you always kind of think of and remember, who you like. I know that you get to experience really amazing transformations. Like, you know, that it's nearly like a miracle happening in front of your eyes. But is there anyone that just kind of sung in your heart and you just remember them ever? Oh. You don't use names?
No. I do, I suppose. I had a client a few years back, and she just a lovely woman, but she had been out of work for a while. She'd on a career break, and she had kind of come from middle management. And when she came to me, she felt that she was basically, what she wanted to do was actually go work in the local supermarket stocking shelves. Mm-hmm. And I suppose, and there's nothing wrong with that if that is your life's passion and if that's what you want to do, we'll say. And it's not even, doesn't have to be your life's passion, but if that's what you want to do. But I knew that just by working with her, that she had so much experience and so much knowledge. And that I think she felt that everything that she had done before she took her career break was null and void. And that, I suppose, you know, I learn so much from my clients as well, because, you know, I know that, you know, obviously she had taken a career break because of her child or whatever, you know, and that, you know, during these times when you take on extra responsibility or when you move from one particular role to another, you do lose your confidence and you don't realize all those skills that you have. So what we did was we worked really closely together, obviously going through her CV, developing it and looking back over her history and all the different things she did. And she'd made it sound like she hadn't done anything over the last 10 years. My God, like, the amount of different committees and communities and schools and all the different charities that she'd been involved in. It's like, oh my God. And I suppose what kind of gets, you know, I suppose in some ways people don't realize like the amount of voluntary work that you do or the amount of contribution you make to your community. All these things really count, you know, when you're making a CV, regardless of what age you are, you know. I have, you know, I've worked with, you know, early 20s or even school leavers, and they've done much more community work than I've ever done in my life. Do you know what I mean? But it's really important because it's not just the years of service. It's about the character of the person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. And she was an amazing woman, really was. Hardworking, you knew it by her, you know, and just very level-headed. And she's coming from management, so she had a lot of experience. Now, I think that if she had actually gone into that supermarket stacking shelves, uh-huh. she probably would have gone into management within weeks. They would have loved her. But she had a particular career in mind or a particular job in mind. And I knew straight away through my own kind of signposting and stuff as well, I was able to help her connect with different people and get that kind of with the networking and stuff to get a better insight into the job that she wanted. Yeah. And then I'd say about 2 months later, well, we'd done quite a few sessions, but I'd say 2 months after we kind of started working together, the perfect job landed on her lap and she had to go for an interview and she actually got the job. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so when I see, I was going to say wasted potential. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So she wasn't sure. She wasn't sure where she was going. She didn't. And, you know, if she had stayed where she was, you know, it would have been a big loss to the company that now has her. Do you know that kind of a way? Yeah. So I'm always looking at the potential. I'm always looking at, I suppose, yeah, the potential on everybody. And I can see great things in everybody's kind of, you know, experience and in how they speak to me, all my clients. Absolutely. Yeah, just that kind of, when you have somebody coming to you and their confidence is so low, and then by literally being that witness to shine the light on what they actually have, and they didn't even realize it, and then they just whoosh, you know, they just flourish. It is.
I can see you're nearly going through that again in your head. No, it's
there's so many there. You know.
We could probably for another few hours talk about it. You know, so it's lovely that you have such a personal, like professional but personal connection as well, like, you know, and you always like, you know, even it nearly feels like with my children as well, I'm their mom, but like I do learn from them too, so like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of it's always like a goes two ways, like it's never really mm-hmm. you give and like, you know, someone else only takes. Anna, so we're gonna move to the questions from the audience. So the first question is, who was your hardest or difficult client ever? And I don't think we're talking names here, so.
There was an NG there one time. okay, so I don't think challenging. Okay, so my role as a coach, when I think about it now, right, my role as a coach is to help you figure it out for yourself. Yeah. Sometimes the way, I suppose, sometimes I might actually see the answer, you know, a bit faster than you. Okay. I might have spotted it. Or yeah, so that, yeah. So, but I have to wait until you come to your conclusion, because at the end of the day, it's not my story. I'm a witness to your story. Mm. So sometimes that can be challenging, because, you know, it's a bit like, oh, please, you know, please go for that job, or, you know, please do. But I, you know, it's, so that's something that I need to work on, let's say, in that if it's not for them, then they're not going to go for it. Mm-hmm. Whether I believe it or not, I can't make somebody do it. And but now, obviously, that's all my training coming all the way up through has been around, excuse me, advocacy and empowerment and stuff like that. So it would be a bit of a contradiction then if I start telling you what to do and where to go and how to go about it, because at the end of the day, it's you. So I don't think I have difficult clients. I have difficult moments in my own kind of profession where I need to go, hold on a minute now, Anna. Is this about the client or is this about you? Yeah. And that is why I have a coach, you know, and that is why I do work on myself to make sure that I can be the best witness for you, the best coach for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. We know the girl who asked the question as well. So.
Yeah, I know.
No, she.
I hope that answered this. Yeah.
And the next question is, how to keep motivated when you are pulled in so many different directions?
When I hear pulled in so many different directions, the first thing in my mind kind of says, get organized first, you know? So there could be an element of, you know, I suppose if I was working with that person, I'd have to look at, you know, the broad spectrum of what exactly are they doing. And yes, it can be like if you're working in a business or if you're working at home and there's lots of things to be going on, it can get tiring and it can get exhausting. So for me, my mind is around straight away. I'm kind of thinking, get organized first, get clear about what your priorities are. So make a list of everything that you actually are doing, prioritize what you're actually doing as well, get your calendar, get your diary in order, okay? Because a lot of that time, otherwise what'll happen is it's all kind of up here, and that takes an awful lot of mind energy, you know, and that's exhausting if you're continually kind of trying to remember everything. So if you can actually get it down on paper, like I have a flip chart that I take out on a regular basis, and I have a big packet of colored markers, and I'll draw out what I need to get done, you know, and set my plan. So then I can actually get more focused, and then that will motivate me to keep moving, because then I can see progress. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm thinking around that, to stay motivated. The other thing I'll be saying is, you know, get you, like, and I'm not being smart, get yourself a coach, you know, to get clear and to kind of distill down what's really important. Because if you're trying to juggle all that, it's very hard to see progress in each section. So it really is about recording it. You see how my hands kind of go all over the place when I'm talking?
Do you have something from Italian, you know? Like, do you have something your family.
Yeah, so I would say go get yourself a coach, and then also maybe just build your tribe around you. And I suppose that's something that's really important to me as well. And I know tribe has been kind of used a lot, but build a circle of friends, you know, a circle of support around you so that you can do that brainstorming, so that you can get that support. And, you know, if you can't have me as a wing woman, get a few other women around you to be the wing woman for you, you know. So that's what I would be suggesting there.
Yeah, and you know what? And that reminds me as well, when I'm starting to feel overwhelmed as well, what I do, I just take a sheet of paper and I'm doing like a brain dump, just everything on the sheet of paper, and then just like schedule when I do what, like, because then you don't have to remember those things.
Yeah.
They bother you. It's like, you know, those sort of unfinished projects or something like that. They're like in the back of your head, ding, ding, do that, remember about me. Yeah. So when it's down there already, like, you know, written down, you don't have to remember it, like, you know, all the time, which really
get clear. Yeah. Perfect. Build your strategy then.
Absolutely. So Anna, we are at the end of our interview, and my last question is, it's not really a question, it's like your last piece of advice, the one to take out from our interview today.
Oh, there's two things that kind of pop into my head. Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually quite a few things, actually, when I think about it now. Okay. In terms of, I know from my own experience as well, right? When you're trying to, when your head gets too full, or when you're getting really stressed, or when you're getting kind of, flustered by things, if it is at all possible, get back into your body somehow. Okay. Somehow get it back into your body. If it is through breathing, or if you can change the environment. Okay. So even if it's a case of going out into the back garden and just breathing in the grass, breathing in the trees, breathing, you know, just get into nature and get yourself reconnected back into your body. I know myself in times of, stress, like I know myself actually, even when we got the notification last year around the pandemic to say the schools are closing, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, you know, our lives are over, what the hell's going on here? I think everybody had that one. But I know myself, what I did was I went straight to the beach. Now I'm very lucky because I live in Sherry, but I went straight to the beach and I went for a walk, and by doing that I got myself grounded again. So I went for a walk along the beach, and literally the question I had in my mind was, what's important here? You know, what is actually important here? What is the priority? And I knew straight away in that moment, we'll say, when I was walking along the beach thinking, oh my God, stronger words most likely. And I knew straight away, it went, okay, my family is the most important thing. Okay, that's it. Family is important. Right. Now we can work from there. But just ground yourself, get yourself back into your body any which way you can, you know. So that's just one of the things in terms of managing stress, managing overwhelm, managing your mindset even, you know, just take that walk, get out, get the, you know. So that's one thing. And then I swear I won't take long now, but I heard a really beautiful phrase, right, that helps me and a lot of my clients, right, especially in times of challenge, and it is, obstacles are on the way, not in the way. And if you can be aware of that, that they're on the way, they're an awful lot more easier to manage. Yes, they're still challenging. Yes, it's still the same height, but at least you know you're going to get past it. They're on the way. You can observe them, you can look at them, and you can walk around it. In the way feels like overwhelm, undone, you know. So that's something I'm kind of telling, you know, my kids as well from an early age. They're on the way, not in the way, you know. And the last thing is just be curious, just be open and curious to whatever is coming down the line, you know. There's going to be a learning experience in every single piece of your life, so just be curious about it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
People are nice. It's a great, great advice. I think we're starting to reconnect more anyway with like what's happening outside our houses, you know, these days. So there is more clarity for people and more kind of understanding as well. Like, you know, that you like, look, even dogs and cats have to go for a walk, like, you know. It's like we should be spending time outside in the nature, like, you know? So that's definitely great advice, Anna. So Anna, thank you so much for being my guest and for all the mindset and confidence talking here.
Oh, Anna, I'm delighted. Thank you so much for having me. It feels like kind of the tables turned really in some ways, because I interviewed you a couple of years back for my Women in Business, and your interview was amazing.
we're gonna have to do a new edition now. See,
we
interview everyone who you interviewed. So
yeah, exactly. Where are they now? Yeah. 3 years on, absolutely.
Watching their path, like I see. Okay, Anna, thank you so much.
All right.
We hope that everyone loved it, and I'm gonna post Anna's links as well below. So watch her spaces. She's really great. So bye, Anna. Take care. Thank you again.